I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. New up-close video of the San Francisco plane crash and what it reveals. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. Keeping them honest with a unique window into the fiery moments after an airliner went down. And unless you've lived through it or do rescue work for a living, you'll never get any closer than this. Thank goodness. The images you're about to see were taken immediately after the Asiana Flight 214 crashed on approach to San Francisco International Airport. They were captured by a first responder's helmet cam and a robot-mounted camera. They show nearly everything, including one truly horrifying item, a young woman who survived the crash but did not survive the rescue. Drew Griffin tonight is keeping them honest.
Look at that one.
It was a dramatic crash caught on tape. A tumbling Asiana airline Boeing 777 crashing at San Francisco's International Airport last July.
Oh, my God.
But it would be this video emerging only now, months after the crash, that is becoming the most disturbing of all.
Whoa, 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 stop, stop, stop. There's a body right... There's a body right there, right in front of you.
A body right in front of airport rescue truck number 10. This body. And according to the San Francisco Medical Examiner, it was in fact a living body, ignored by firefighters who failed to check. 16-year-old Ye Meng Yun had somehow escaped her seat in row 41 of the aircraft, apparently walked or was carried from this escape slide and came to rest here, lying in a fetal position, but alive. And as you can see in this emergency vehicle camera, firefighters walk around her, passed by her, even directed a fire truck past her, and not a single firefighter checking her pulse or even seeing if she was breathing.
It's unthinkable. It's unimaginable, because the first thing that the first priority of the firefighters or any rescue personnel is saving lives. And the first step in triage is to take the pulse, check the respiration. That was never done. And the video, which I think is the best evidence of what happened, shows at least five firefighters who saw her, who understood she was there, and none of them did the basic step of checking if she was alive.
Attorney Justin Green, who represents the Ye family, has filed a claim against the city of San Francisco based on reports from the fire department, the city, and the NTSB, but mostly based on this video evidence. According to the claim, rescuers breached their duty of care to Ye Meng Yun and were grossly negligent. The video is from a firefighting foam truck that pulled up to the scene within minutes of the crash. There doesn't appear to be any chaos or confusion, and at one point a firefighter leaves the vehicle to help guide the truck around Yi's body.
This is a firefighter with his hand up.
Right.
This is her.
That's right.
He's saying
there's a person.
There's a body there.
A warning made all the more clear in a helmet camera on one of the firefighters.
There's a body right there, right in front of you.
According to the claim, firefighters notify a lieutenant, but are told to move on. In the video, that is just what truck number 10 does. As fuel leaks from the left wing, unit 10 sprays foam on the ground. Minutes later, as smoke begins to emerge from the fuselage, unit 10 circles to move into position, apparently ignoring or forgetting the body on the ground. And at this moment, right here, the fire truck rolls over Ye Meng Yun's head, and she is killed.
Tire of the truck went right over her head.
It would only get worse. The complaint alleges a firefighter arriving late to the scene jumped in another rescue vehicle, number 37, a rescue vehicle not equipped with any infrared device to identify living bodies and without any spotter, maneuvered into the area where Ye Meng Yun was located, and again rolls over her body.